Hello, happy site owners and webmasters. Welcome to the Blogate Tips Tuesday podcast for June 19th, 2018. And I'm your host, Mayanna. Tips this week include what's involved in moving to a new host, why doing an HTTPS switch the free way will come back to haunt you, updates to the webmaster database and plugin tutorials, why a clean site on the back end just runs faster, an upcoming webmaster live session for site audits, what you need to know about the new Gutenberg release schedule and what to do prior to it, the possibility of live sessions for designers to get to know Gutenberg, why you need to take control of your WordPress updates, and a tutorial to help you do it. Which is best to use, relative or absolute links? A new talking browser coming from the Firefox folks and what this means to your SEO. And a cool new app for your images that you'll want to give a spin. So let's dive in. I hope you'll join me live tonight at our new time for the summer, which is 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, for the party and interactive Tips Tuesday recap and breaking news discussion on the Blogate Facebook page. In Blogate happenings, I've been rocking and rolling on site audits and HTTPS conversions and speeding up sites this week. Many of those projects require getting clients to a better host first, and I'm sorry to say that HostGator has now adopted the same tactic as Bluehost in making it difficult to leave. We can't do a cPanel migration there anymore either, and I assume most all of the crappy EIG-owned hosts are doing this now, so we have to do a manual migration. Now, most hosts will still do those for free, but we have to take some extra steps afterward to manually add back some things that didn't come over, like your email box, extra FTP accounts, and redirects via cPanel. I want you to go read my post on how to migrate your site to a new host for more. And y'all, this is just one more reason to get an audit and get all that stuff cleaned out. So if you have to move under duress, you just pick up and go from your own backups and not worry about all that stuff. You do have a full backup that you know how to restore, right? And it includes the files below WordPress that affect your site's security and HTTPS, like htaccess and robots.txt, right? If not, you're skating on thin ice and you need to get that super safety net in place. Now, many of the HTTPS conversions I'm doing right now are for clients that want to get away from the free way of switching to HTTPS. They see how that's going to bite them in the butt later, and they want a full conversion where they're not reliant on hosting or plugin tricks anymore. So go read my post on the top 10 reasons not to use free HTTPS for more on how easy in is going to be a problem down the road for you. And that goes for just about every free trickery you may be using on your site. There's a high cost somewhere for doing that. Now, another project I've been working on this past week is changes and updates to the webmaster training tutorials. I'm focusing hard on level 4 for performance and speed. Now, last week, I updated all the Cloudflare tutorials, and this week, I moved the database cleaning tutorials from level 2 to level 4. Plus, there's a new tutorial for how to check the PHP error log for plugin and database issues. It also includes how to create that error log output file in case your host didn't turn it on, and how to test that it's working. And I started on new tutorials for a resource hog plugin list, plugin prefixes in the database to help us easily remove orphan tables, and plugin prefixes in the WP options table of the database to easily remove those orphans. And next week, I'll be adding to those tutorials for plugins that we commonly remove and where they spew all their files and folders and database tables and directives. You would not believe how much junk gets left behind when you delete some plugins, and those could cause conflicts with new plugins too. That's especially true of caching plugins. They spew their stuff all over the place, and a junked up database really slows down the site too. Now, several of my site audit clients were thrilled with the speed boost they got just by having all that stuff cleaned out. And this week, I'm also putting a challenge together for my webmasters so we can get back on track with our focus on speed. You know, before the GDPR hoo-ha hit, we had live session for the level six peeps on how to conduct the host side of a site audit. And this week, I'll have a challenge for folks to do their own audits. And then next week, we'll meet live to go over them and answer questions. Now, every site is different, so you need a real working knowledge of doing audits, and seeing more examples from different sites is the only way to get that kind of experience besides just doing your own. And these live sessions are a great way to get questions answered that benefit everyone. So if you're a designer or someone who maintains sites, you definitely want to get in on this type of training. It will take your biz to a whole other level. Just ask any of my folks who've been in the program for a few years about how much more money they're making. You can see some of those quotes on the homepage of the webmaster site. All right, y'all, that's all the news from around here. Let's jump into this week's tips. In WordPress tips, Matt Mullenweg, the co-founder of WordPress and the lead dev for the last year, was on the Gutenberg panel at WordCamp Europe recently, and they took the opportunity to update us on the release schedule for Gutenberg. Now, recall they had initially hoped for April. It's looking more like August now, with at least one intermediate release prior, which I assume will be WordPress 4.9.7. Now, at least one of those intermediate releases will have an invitation notification to try the Gutenberg plugin. Don't do it. We've already got a plan in place to test when the WordPress 5.0 beta releases, which will be the one that rolls Gutenberg into the core. Now, I'll keep you posted on details later this summer, but here's another post from WP Tavern that you might want to read too, with a little more info on the timeline. And while DIY site owners need to put Gutenberg on ignore, that's not true for designers. Now is the time for you to be getting more familiar with Gutenberg blocks and the design parameters. That also includes using dummy content on your sandbox sites that is specifically made for Gutenberg blocks. Now, one of the things I asked my webmasters in the latest survey I sent out is what they want to learn about Gutenberg, and a majority of them want to have live sessions with other designers. So I'll be putting together a new set of workshops for us to review Gutenberg as a user on the front end, just to get acquainted with it, and then asking webmasters to lead the design discussions. We have a very rich village and folks who work with all manner of frameworks and custom coding, so they should be very informative workshops. Now, with all of the minor WordPress releases having major updates in them right now, you need to take control over all updates. And one way is to put a directive in your WP config file to turn them off. But I know most of you don't want to get into your files like that. There is a plugin called Easy Updates Manager where you can just turn off WordPress core updates. Now, that's the only setting you need to turn on for now. Don't embellish and turn on others. And you see a quickie tutorial that I made for you on my Blogade Facebook page. Now, if you're on SiteGround, they've decided to be a middleman for your updates, and you'll need to open a support ticket to request they turn that feature off. And it should remove the code they placed in your WP config file, and that way you'll have control. But if you do take full control, that also means you have to watch for update notices like a hawk, and be sure to get on my email list to get immediate notification about security updates. I also post those on the Bloggate Facebook page and usually on Twitter too. Now, those minor updates used to be automatic, but they won't be when you turn them off. In link tips, I want to thank webmaster Ingrid Moll for this excellent post on relative versus absolute links. It's definitely a good read for all designers. Now, the one exception to the rule that she lays out will be links from ad agencies. Many times, those are relative links, as it's their way of being protocol agnostic, meaning they don't care if your site's HTTPS or not. In SEO tips, you may recall in several of the last Tips Tuesdays, me jumping up and down about you getting serious with voice search. Well, it's not all about Google Assistant and other such devices now. Mozilla, the makers of Firefox, are developing a new browser that you will use on your phone, and you talk to it, and it talks back. Things like this are going to pave the way for voice search being the norm. Now, last week, I posted an article that predicted half of all searches would be voice by 2020. I think that's a conservative estimate. We've already got homes and cars and even refrigerators that we talk to now. It's not a big leap to make every device voice recognition enabled. And before you know it, talking to everything will just be a normal way of life, like it is on Star Trek. In image tips, you may remember me mentioning Splish in a previous Tips Tuesday back in March. It's a fun way to create a little motion on an otherwise still image. Well, now they have an app for that. I want to thank Drake for giving us a link to it in the comments on one of those posts. So y'all go out and have some fun on your phones, taking shots and making a move. All right, y'all, that's a wrap for this week's Tips Tuesday. Show me some love. Share this post with all your blogger buddies to support the free and helpful info you get on BlogAid. And be sure to visit blogaid.net for more tips and resources. And I'll see you online.